Yeah, so the reason we like ShotShare is because we know that if you can see a team that's generating more shots for, in the long run, that predicts their goal differential much better than just knowing the actual goals that they wind up scoring. And it kind of makes sense that teams that are generating a lot of shots for, limiting the shots that they're facing, those are the teams that are most likely to have a positive goal differential going forward. But the Jets are kind of in that group that you don't want to find yourselves in at this point in the season, where despite having that positive goal differential that they've been able to maintain, they're giving up more shots against and more quality against than they generate for themselves. And the only way you can kind of live on that line is if you're getting a bit of luck to sort of buoy you through the work that you're doing. Teams I compared them to, and I tweeted that out, the Penguins are sort of similar in that way. Washington has been the big outlier, and that's been sort of a trend for the past couple of years for them. And then the Islanders are doing something similar. The big difference between the Jets and the Islanders, and the reason I worry more about the Jets than the Isles, is that the Islanders are really managing quality. They will allow shots against from outside, and they only take shots that are kind of prime chances. So their XG, their expected goal share, is a plus, despite having the negative shot share. That's not the case for the Jets, where they're looking at negatives in both quality and quantity. So, you know, it's a big red flag, and the shooting percentage and the save percentage that helped them survive it, those are tough things to rely on. They're not things that are really in the hands of a coach to control over the season. So it's definitely cause for concern as you get into that stretch run before the playoffs.